This is the People's Budget Coalition, a group of non-profits, labor unions, and neighborhood organizations. They gathered Thursday at the San Francisco City Hall to protest the city's proposed two-year budget, which is set to be finalized on June 26th. They say City Hall's plans would strip essential services from more than 25,000 San Franciscans and lay off over 1,500 nonprofit and city workers. But Mayor Daniel Lawrie's office disputes that number, putting job eliminations at 550 positions. Tamari from the Heavy Milk Democratic Club warned that regardless of the figures, cutting public health and community support programs is neglect to vulnerable groups.
We are cutting millions in funding to HIV and AIDS healthcare. We're shutting down clinics for trans youth, a lot of them unhoused. See, in Kentucky, we don't have a choice. Everything's funded through the federal government. That money is gone for Kentucky. But here we do have a choice, and we're choosing wrong. Mayor Lurie, the Board of Supervisors, they need to do the right thing and just give us our damn funding.
The coalition says the proposed cuts total more than $100 million from community programs, $57 million from public health, and $10.5 million from human services. The mayor's office says the June 1st budget restores proposed cuts to LGBTQ plus services and maintains legal aid for immigrant communities. Advocates, however, say these restorations won't reach everyone. Jennifer Walsh, for example, spoke for seniors and people with disabilities.
These programs are lifelines, allowing us to live independently and stay connected to our communities. Cutting funding leaves us with impossible choices and threatens our ability to remain housed, healthy, and included. Please protect these services and restore the funding that so many of us depend on.
Lucia Obregon represents the Latino Parity and Equity Coalition. She says that funding to Latino workers has been cut by 74%, even though they kept the city running through COVID.
We represent 67% of the waste management and cleaning services, 63% of agricultural work, 23% in childcare and social services, 50% of construction workers. That is who Latinos are in this city. Yes. Right now, we are lost of losing all of our programs that offer case management. And we are underfunding workforce programs. This cannot continue.
The city says it faces a $642 million two-year deficit and a structural gap that could reach $1 billion within 5 years if left unaddressed. The Board of Supervisors has until June 26th to finalize the budget. The People's Budget Coalition is hoping the proposed cuts are reversed. Reporting for KPFA Radio, I am Annetta Felix.